Good afternoon, LMP. May I help you?
Hey, is Jim in by chance?
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay, let me try and play.
Thank you.
Jim, may I help you?
Hey, Jim, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
I'm fine, Tyler. How are you?
Busy, man. Busy. Everything's going good, but it's been a little hectic here the last few weeks.
Yeah, it. No doubt. It's been a little crazy with me, too. So, anyway.
Yeah, how's business been over there?
I've been doing well. Just a little bit of busy time of the year for me. So, anyway,
yeah,
that's about to be a little bit of a
busy time, I think, for everyone here with fourth quarter and holidays and all that coming up.
Right.
Just kind of want to circle back here. It had been about 3 weeks since we last spoke. I just wanted to see where things were at, if anything new had come up.
Yeah, because I'm looking at that, and I mean, I think I mentioned to you that we may be doing some things, and I've got an initial quote I'm working on, you know, trying to hone it down a little bit, but the clocks look like they're about just under 14 grand, which is not a huge thing, but it might be a great thing to maybe to do a start thing.
Of course.
On that. So I'm looking at maybe, you know, trying to do through that. So I'm still working on negotiating, you know, what I want to try to do with them. So I'm not quite there yet, but let me go back and look at your stuff again and do that maybe. What might be better, if you don't mind, just resending it to me. It'll be in my current queue instead of me trying to go find it.
Is it still there?
I'll look at that because, yeah, probably end of the next week I'm going to be trying to get that hammered down a lot more. So
yeah, you were explaining that whole process there to me last time. And it was something you were somewhat interested then, and I think now that you kind of realized what it can do there, it sounds like it's definitely something you might want to get going. Jim.denny@lmppro.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure I had that right there.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, I can shoot that information back over to you. It's pretty straightforward. It's just it'll be three to four things that we'll look at. It's just the one page app, the most recent tax return, 6 months of the bank statements, and then once you get a quote there on how much all the clocks will be, or invoice, whatever, they send you, you just shoot that over, and we can usually get you some numbers there in about 24 hours. I forget there on the process, you said how long did it take to install all that? You didn't say, I don't think it took that long, right?
No, the installation won't be too bad. I just need to coordinate it with, obviously, they bring it down, coordinate it with our IT people, because they are biometric clocks, and they are overlined, so it goes to the software. So, that's just basically getting the static IPs right. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge thing because the clocks basically we have places for them. So I don't think it's going to be, you know, it's basically when we're going to unplug one, plug the other one in. So but just, you know, and there's some internal things to make sure it connects to the software. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be installation itself is not going to be there. And they were, the one thing that they were telling me, if I do this, there is probably about a 4 week lead time in getting this all set up. So it wouldn't happen like overnight.
I got you.
Go there because, I mean, we might get that because there's some setup time to get everything in for the software. So it's, you know, once we actually get there and the actual clocks themselves, it's probably not going to be too much, but they were talking probably it's about a 4 week process to make sure with everything we want, the software and the reporting and all that stuff is done. So that background stuff has to be done.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
And, I know there's a lot of little projects here we might be looking at towards down the road, so I'd love to not only get your foot in the door, but get you on a good program from the start. I'd love to I usually will sit down with my underwriters there when I go over any applications that we do get in. Mm-hmm. Did you have any idea of what you might be looking to do down the road, just so they kind of have that
we will be always in the spring, we do equipment purchases.
Okay.
So, I mean, we buy, and what I'm doing this year, we have bought what I call the small equipment, but we buy lawnmowers, okay,
okay.
The big lawnmowers, because obviously we're a big landscape thing. I mean, we don't do autos because we lease our autos.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're on a lease program with them, so doing it. But obviously the heavy, you know, pieces of lawnmower equipment we do purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's somewhere probably going to be, I would say, between 100 and 200,000.
Okay. Okay.
So that we look at doing that. So and we usually finance that. I like to finance it probably over usually around a 3-year, because I don't like paying for stuff that you're still paying for you don't have anymore.
On the equipment. Exactly.
Yeah.
On the equipment too. We can
right.
Terms are anywhere from 2 to 5 years, and if the credit's
right.
really good, you can even possibly get 6 years. And it almost cracks me up. These companies will drop, $100,000, $200,000 on equipment and pay for it in cash. And I'm just like, well, why don't you just finance it, spread it out, and have some cash flow
mm-hmm.
there for you for the business? And
right.
They just don't understand
right.
that.
Yeah. Right. And it goes from there, because we buy probably another 40, 50 in what I call stick equipment, which is, edgers and weed whackers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a tendency to pay cash for those because the useful life of those it doesn't make sense to finance them.
Of course.
And I think we're going to do a program where we're actually going to, instead of buy them all at one time, spread them out. Because
mm-hmm.
they break and you buy one and fix it. But but individually they're anywhere from $150 to $400 or $500 for one piece, depending on the type of equipment. So each piece within itself is not expensive. So it's almost better to just keep that on a rotating basis and pay, knowing I'd rather budget $4 or $5 a month, knowing there and keeping it there when it breaks and stuff, instead of buying all at once at one time. The other thing that I think they tried that, and what happens is a tendency when everybody gets the new stuff, they don't want to use the old stuff anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
It doesn't work to me that well. So,
uh-huh.
and go from there. But that's sort of where, I'm looking at that, probably funding that with cash. But, I definitely want to look at this, see what it's got, and, maybe it's there. And like I said, so there is a thing in the spring where, and that usually rolls, we buy that late February, early mid-March is when we
okay.
really try to get that and get those equipments in, because we like mm-hmm. to have it in place by April 1st, because that's really when our season starts.
Okay.
So, and assess the needs and things of that nature. So that's really when we do our, if you want to call it a big purchase, that's when that comes in.
I got you. Us being a, secondary source of funding, private business bank, we're looking to grow with the business. So you having,
mm-hmm.
plans down the road, that's definitely something they take into consideration, and it's going to definitely benefit you there in the long run, especially, you get yourself in the door there on the smaller clockwork there.
Right.
Build that relationship. It's just going to kind of get better from there. If you want to just keep me updated there on the clock situation, if it is something you're looking to bring here in the next few weeks, definitely keep me posted. I will shoot another email over there. It'll just have the updated information. It'll have all my contact information. And, I'll keep touching base here every maybe 2-3 weeks. But if anything does come up
all
before
right.
then, you got my information there. And you can either just shoot me a quick email or just give me a call there at my direct dial.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
All right, Jim.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you. No worries. We'll be in touch.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.